Today we'll be Ezra should be learned Daf Mem Tes and Masech Dibam Metziya. Some of the topics we learned about include Dvarim Yesh Ben Mishum Mechusrei Amana Oy Ein Behem Mishum Mechusrei Amana, whether reneging on a verbal commitment is a lack of trustworthiness or not. This may depend on several factors, including Echad Bepeh VeEchad Belev, if the transaction was originally made in good faith, Matana Meruba Oy Matana Mu'etes, if this concerns a large or a small amount. Ayna, if someone is overcharged or undercharged, there are three possible scenarios. Shtus, mekech kayim, elamach zorina. If someone overpays or underpays by a sixth, the transaction is binding, but the wronged party is entitled to compensation. Paches mezeh, mechilahi. If the discrepancy is less than 1/6, we assume they forgave the difference. Yes mezeh, shneim chayzen. If the discrepancy is greater than 1/6, the transaction is not binding and either party can renege on the agreement. The Gemara brings a machlekes whether shtus mekech sheninu. This refers to a discrepancy of 1/6 of the value of the item, such as shavi shita b'chamsha, shavi shita b'shiva. If an item worth 6 coins was sold for 5 or for 7 coins, or shtus mo'is nami sheninu. If the difference is 1/6 of the payment, such as shavi chamsha b'shita b'shavi shiva b'shita. If an item worth 5 or 7 coins was sold for 6 coins, this is also considered oinah.